How to help someone see a pattern without becoming trapped by it. One of the greatest gifts of a ministry genogram conversation is helping someone see a pattern without becoming trapped by it. A person may look at the family map and say, "Everyone in my family is angry." Another may say, "No one talks about feelings." Another may say, "Every marriage seems to end in distance." Another may say, "I guess I never had a chance." That last sentence is where the ministry leader must be especially careful. A family pattern may be powerful, but it is not final. It may shape instincts, fears, habits, and expectations, but it does not erase moral agency. It does not remove the person's image-bearing dignity. It does not overpower the redeeming work of Christ. A helpful process has four movements. First, notice the pattern. Ask, "What do you see repeated?" Let the person name it in their own words. Avoid dramatic labels. Simple language is usually better. Second, honor the impact. You might say, "That sounds like it shaped how people handled conflict," or "It makes sense that this would affect your confidence." This helps the person feel seen without being diagnosed. Third, separate formation from identity. Say, "This may be part of what formed you, but it is not the whole of who you are." This is important. People are embodied souls made in God's image. They are more than one wound, one reaction, one family role, or one repeated pattern. Fourth, invite a faithful next step. Ask, "What is one small response Christ may be inviting now?" That next step might be apologizing, seeking counsel, practicing calm speech, setting a boundary, asking for prayer, learning repair, joining a support group, or noticing a blessing that should be carried forward. This keeps the conversation from becoming stuck in analysis. What helps? Move from seeing to grieving, from grieving to responsibility, and from responsibility to hope. Keep the next step small enough to practice. Encourage support and accountability. What harms? Saying, "Now you know why you are this way." That can become fatalism. Saying, "Just break the cycle." That can sound simplistic. Saying, "You need to confront them." That may be unsafe or premature. The better path is patient, truthful, and hopeful. A genogram helps a person ask, "What was passed down? What was missing? What did this form in me? What is Christ redeeming? What am I called to carry forward or begin?" When painful patterns are seen with grace, they do not have to become chains. They can become places where Christ begins new formation.